take the Bible from the shelf of the seat in front of you, and you've got a page number there to turn to, 2 Corinthians chapter 11. So the children are here with us this morning. Children, we have been looking at this part of the Bible and the adult teaching since the Easter break from schools. So we've been looking at it for 10 weeks or something like that. We've been going through it, and you've joined us for a couple of our sessions. We're nearly at the end, you can see now. It's a letter from Jesus' servant Paul to his friends, the Christians in Corinth, who have got confused and misunderstood really the way God is at work, and he's had to tell them they need to change how they think all the way through this letter he wrote to them, and he's carrying on doing that in this part. I'm going to read from chapter 11, verse 16. I repeat, so Paul says something again, let no one take me for a fool, but if you do, then tolerate me just as you would a fool, so that I may do a little boasting. In this self-confident boasting, I'm not talking as the Lord would, but as a fool. Since many are boasting in the way the world does, I too will boast. You gladly put up with fools, since you're so wise. In fact, you even put up with anyone who enslaves you, or exploits you, or takes advantage of you, or puts on airs, or slaps you in the face. To my shame, I admit we were too weak for that. Whatever anyone else dares to boast about, I'm speaking as a fool, I also dare to boast about. Are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they Abraham's descendants? So am I. Are they servants of Christ? I'm out of my mind to talk like this. I am more. I have worked much harder, been in prison more frequently, been flogged more severely, and have been exposed to death again and again. 5 times I received from the Jews the 40 lashes minus 1. 3 times I was beaten with rods. 1 I was pelted with stones. 3 times I was shipwrecked. I spent a night and a day in the open sea. I have been constantly on the move. I've been in danger from rivers, in danger from bandits, in danger from my fellow Jews, in danger from Gentiles, in danger from in the city, in danger in the country, in danger at sea. Anywhere else you can think of, I've been in danger. And in danger from false believers. I have laboured and toiled and have often gone without sleep. I have known hunger and thirst and have often gone without food. I've been cold and naked. Besides everything else, I face daily the pressure of my concern for all the churches. Who is weak and I don't feel weak? Who is led into sin and I do not inwardly burn? If I must boast, I will boast about the things that show my weakness. The God and Father of the Lord Jesus, who is to be praised forever, knows that I'm not lying. In Damascus, the governor under King Aretas had the city of the Damascenes guarded in order to arrest me. But I was lowered in a basket from the window in the wall and slipped through his hands. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Well, to try and help us follow what part of the word of the Lord says, I've got some pictures to put on the board. So children, if you want to come to the front, there's a whole row of seats free. If you want to come to get a better view, if you can read, bring a Bible with you. You're welcome to stay where you are, but anyone who does want to come forward to see a bit better, and you can read, bring a Bible. There you go, some are moving. That's great. The adults love it when you stay in, children, because we get to have pictures. They don't normally have pictures. Great, girls. Can you slide along a little, everyone, and then there's space for everyone? That's terrific. Great. So Paul is talking in this passage about boasting or bragging. People boast or brag, don't they? They say, look, I've got a car now. As someone who's pleased with his car, look at that big smile. I've got a car, I don't have to take the bus anymore. They might tell a story in which they are the hero or the champion. Oh, he was there and someone fell over. Everyone else just stood looking, but I went and helped them up. They might do it a bit more subtly. You know, they might be a bit more clever in how they boast or brag. I was at Lidl's the other day, you know, buying that cheese. That cheese is really nice. Oh, and Catherine, Princess of Wales, was there. And she said hello to me. Or every time I go to the gym, someone comes up and asks me for my phone number for a date. Strange, isn't it? That's sort of pretending I'm not really interested, but did you know? Why do people do it? Why do they boast? Why do they brag? Why do they say, aren't I great? Well, sometimes people might do it just because they don't know what to say. And, you know, they're stood with you and it's awkward, so they tell a story. Sometimes they're scared that you don't like them. And so they will try to make you like them by telling a story like that. Unfortunately, sometimes it's because they think they are very great and they want you to think that too. And that's a reason for boasting or bragging. And that's what Paul is talking about here. People who boast or brag. He says in verse 16, I repeat, let no one take me for a fool. He says, don't let anyone treat me like a fool. A fool is a person who doesn't know how to live well, who makes bad choices. And especially, Paul is talking about people who boast all the times about themselves. That's Paul says that's a foolish way to be. So they might boast about how strong they are. That person is strong, aren't they? Look at that they could lift this. That person is very strong. Or they might boast about how rich they are, or famous, or attractive. That person might boast about themselves. Fools boast about their success or the experiences that they've had. And Paul says they're a fool because they're boasting about themselves rather than boasting about God. You know, they say, look how strong I am, rather than thinking about God who made the sea. That's real power. They boast about how clever they are rather than thinking about God who is in charge of all the things that happen in the world. That's real wisdom. Or they boast about how rich they are instead of boasting about the God who made everything and owns everything. But Joseph, what's the name of the guy we were talking about, the man who died? Jotzar, thank you. Shows how bad I am at football. Jotzar, very successful. What car was he driving? Lamborghini, wasn't it? Wouldn't you love to have a Lamborghini? Wouldn't you love to be as famous? Wouldn't you love to be as successful? Did any of that keep him safe? No one is safe in this life. From the day God decides, this is the end. So why do we boast about these things? How foolish. Rather than boasting about the Lord, who is the one who says, this is the day that I have decided for your life. That's what a fool does. They boast about their cars, about how rich they are, about how strong they are. Paul says in verse 16, I repeat, let no one take me for a fool. I'm not a fool. I don't boast about those things. But then he says, but if you do, then tolerate me just as you would a fool, so that I may do a little boasting. So he's saying, if you say that I'm a fool, well, put up with me being a fool. Put up with me doing some boasting. I will speak like a fool. I'm not a fool like you say I am. The fool's way is not the Lord's way, and I serve the Lord. But lots of people are speaking like fools. And what do fools do? Well, look at verse 18. Since many are boasting in the way the world does, I too will boast. You lot put up with fools who boast. Look what he says in verse 19. You gladly put up with fools, since you're so wise. You gladly put up with them. So Paul says, they want to boast and you listen to them. Well, I'm going to boast. At the beginning of the next paragraph, it says, verse 21, whatever anyone else dares to boast about, I'm speaking like a fool, I also dare to boast about. That's what fools do. They boast about these things. I can boast like them. Verse 22, are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they Abraham's descendants? So am I. All those things that mark them out as God's Old Testament people, I've got that too. Well, what about being a New Testament servant of Jesus? Have a look at verse 23. Are they servants of Christ? I'm out of my mind to talk like this. Well, I am more. I'm more of a servant of Christ than they are. But he says, I'm speaking like a madman now, out of my mind. So from here on, he changes. He's writing to these Christians who love listening to boasters, to fools who boast about how great they are. And he says, you listen to fools, I'll be a fool, I'm going to boast. But I'm going to boast about something different. I'm going to boast about something different from those people. The things that show how weak I am. Where's my picture of weakness? Here we go. That's what Paul says he's going to boast about. Things that show that he's weak. Look at verse 23. Are they servants of Christ? I am more. I'm out of my mind to talk like this. Sorry, are they servants of Christ? I'm out of my mind to talk like this. I am more. I have worked much harder. He says, you know, it wasn't just super easy for me because I'm so great. No, I had to really work. I've been in prison more. Do any of the famous people that people follow on social media, do you say, look how much I've been in prison? But that's what Paul said. I've been in prison more because, not because I was popular, but because they hated me. They put me in prison and they shut me up. I have been flogged. That means hit with a strip of leather. I've nearly died from dangerous situations. He says verse 26, I have been constantly on the move. That means he never stays in one place. He's always got to keep going to new places, verse 26. I've been constantly on the move. I can't stay somewhere and build up a fan base. People have always chased me out. So verse 26 again. I've been constantly on the move. I've been in danger from rivers, in danger from bandits, in danger from my fellow Jews, in danger from Gentiles, in danger in the city, in danger in the country, in danger at sea, and in danger from false believers. Here's my picture of someone in danger at sea. Paul had shipwrecks he talked about. All sorts of danger. Everywhere, everyone is making his life hard. And that's what he's boasting about. Because he's saying to these people, you love to hear people who boast. You think they're great. Well, I'm going to boast. Look at all these things that happened to me, the true servant of Jesus. Always in danger, always weak, always struggling. And then he says, all those churches that I started, do you think they're all going really well? No, they're all about to close. Me, the great apostle, my churches, you know, they're all on the edge of closing. Look at that verse 28 at the very bottom of the page. Besides everything else, I face daily the pressure of my concern for all the churches. Who is weak and I do not feel weak? Who is led into sin and I do not inwardly burn? People think Paul is the great one for going around making new churches. But he knows they're weak and they're choosing sin. He says, my work is weak. You want to listen to a boaster. You want to listen to fools who boast. Well, I'll be a boaster and I'll boast about this. Verse 30. If I must boast, I will boast about the things that show my weakness. He's going to boast about the things that make him look weak. Where's his weakness picture? Here we go. There's Paul weak. He's got one more example, one more story about being weak in verse 30. Verse 30, if I must boast, I will boast of the things that show my weaknesses. The God and Father of the Lord Jesus, who is to be praised forever, knows I'm not lying. In Damascus, the governor under King Aretas had the city of the Damascenes guarded in order to arrest me. Does that make him look strong? Does that make him look a hero? What did he have to do? Verse 33. but I was lowered in a basket from a window in the wall and slipped through his hands. So he's not some great champion who's going to go to the city and climb up the wall and get in and take over. No, he has to run away. And they put him in a basket and lower him down, and he's hiding and running away from the king. Does that look strong? Is that something to boast about? That's weak. This is a very strange part of the Bible, because Jesus' servant is saying something he doesn't really mean to say. So we have to think quite hard about it. He's saying boasting is bad, but you love listening to boasters. So I've got to boast to make you listen to me. So what I'm going to boast about is the things that make me look weak. You like to boast about your successes and about your riches and about your possessions and about your great family. You like to boast about those things. I'm going to boast about the things that show how weak I am, because that's what the Lord uses. The Lord uses weak servants. The Lord Jesus. Yes, he performed supernatural miracles, but in his greatest work, when he died on the cross, did people admire him there? Were they saying, well done, Jesus? His friends ran away. His enemies laughed at him, and they spat at him. That's the greatest servant of the Lord. So what Paul is doing here, the very strange part of the Bible, he doesn't want to speak like this. He doesn't want to be a boaster. Children, don't be boasters. The Bible says boasting is a bad thing. Unless we're going to boast about Jesus, that's the thing to boast about, the person to boast about. Paul is saying here, stop being excited about what the world loves, the world's things, and focus on God's work. So if you're going to boast about the Lord Jesus. So there's Paul boasting. He's saying, boast about Jesus, the King. So let me tell you what I've thought about for me from this passage. Sometimes I will meet people just around here, and I'll say I'm the vicar, and they'll say, what, that church building there? I thought it was closed. I didn't think people went to church anymore. And I will say, or I have said in the past, oh, no, there's nearly 100 people come, and we're international, multicultural, diverse, and there's lots of young children. I'm talking by the standards of the world when I do that, aren't I? I'm saying, look at us. We're not dead, we're not closed, we're great. The truth is, we're quite weak. Our district has got 25,000 people in, and we struggle to get 100. We all have struggles in our lives, whether it's money or health or relationships. We're not a great success. What would Paul say if he met that person outside? What, people still go to that church? Paul would say, yeah. God is at work. The God and Father, the Lord Jesus, is at work in people's lives. Praise Jesus. People might ask you, they might say, what, are you a Christian? I thought you were quite sensible. And you might be tempted to say, in the world's way, oh yeah, now I'm a Christian, I have a spiritual side to my life. I'm part of a community that people outside don't have. And my life has a direction. Those are the world's standards, aren't they? That's us saying, look at what I've got. Actually, the truth is, now I'm a Christian, I've got a lot of sadness in my life because of my sin. Didn't used to have that before I was a Christian. And now people at work know I'm a Christian, they leave me out on some of the jokes. Because they know I won't laugh at them. Or because they don't like me anymore. Now I'm a Christian, making choices is quite hard. I used to just do whatever I feel like, but now I'm a Christian. I've got to think about what would God want me to do? What would Paul say? What, you're a Christian, Paul? I thought you're quite sensible. He said, yes, I'm a Christian. I need God's help. And I know Jesus is the King. And he is my Saviour. I want to talk about him. I talked about name dropping, didn't I? We might say, look at who I saw. I went to Romford the other day. Do you know what? King Charles happened to be visiting. It wasn't announced. He just came in his big car and walked past, and he shook my hand. I went up to London. My cousin was visiting from Nigeria. We went to central London. We're in a cafe. You can never guess who came in. Taylor Swift came and sat down next to us. She said hello to me. Paul would say, do you know what? I spoke to the Creator this morning. He's saying, I prayed to God the Creator this morning. Now, people would laugh at us for that, wouldn't they? You can't see him. But Paul says, stop listening to the fool's boasting. People who tell you, God empowers me to declare what will be. That's the fool's boasting. People who say, by faith, I can claim blessings, and they will come. That's the fool's boasting. Stop listening to those fools. And a lesson for us as well is to think, who are you listening to when you look at YouTube teaching? If you ever do, you don't, I'm not recommending you do, although I have put that in my email these last couple of weeks, a good teacher. But are you listening to people who boast about themselves and all their greatness, or are you listening to people who will boast about Jesus? Last thing, last lesson. God uses people who are not very strong. So children, for you, when God gives you teachers, if it's your parents or Sunday school teachers, or me or Joel Madure in church, we're not the strongest, we're not the cleverest, we don't have the best cars. But God uses weak teachers, because he wants you not to look at how great the teachers are, he wants you to look at how great Jesus is. Thank you for sitting well. It's quite a difficult bit of the Bible. I hope you've got the idea of it. It's a servant of Jesus doing something he didn't really want to. He didn't want to boast. But they only ever listened to boasters. So he boasted about how weak he was to help them think, yeah, actually, it's about Jesus, not about how big and strong Paul is. Let's, if you just stay here for a prayer, and then I'll ask you to go back to your seats. Let's pray, everyone. Almighty God, we so much need your help to stop thinking the way the world does and boasting about things that might make us look great and powerful and clever. Please instead help us to realize that we are very weak people. We don't even know when we're going to die. But that you're a very wise and good God. And help us, instead of boasting about ourselves, to boast about Jesus. Because he is our King, and he is the one who has come to bring us home to you.